grows. Never stop improving. Offers valid through 10-10-11. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Now open your mouth, shut your eyes, and I will give you a big surprise.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the greatest show on the radio in the United States of America, the large morning show in the afternoon. If you don't believe that, stay with us for 3 hours. At the end of 3 hours, you too will say he was right. That is the greatest show in the United States. I'm joined today by my guests. They're my guests every day. Peon. His name is Ian Geis. I call him Peon. Peon, welcome to the show today.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Also on the show today, the lovely Tina Dalpias. Tina, welcome.
Thank you, Frank.
And with us today, as every day, Dan Strauss. Dan, how are you?
Oh, great, Frank.
That's our panel.
A pleasure to be here.
You said enough. That's our panel. And we welcome you to another edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Now, I have a story for you. It's a great story because it came from a doctor. See, I've decided that there are a handful of jobs, and those people in those jobs have the best stories. Tell me if you agree. Cops? Don't tell me that every cop doesn't have more stories than they could ever tell for a lifetime. Doctors. Airline flight attendants. These people have stories.
Nurses.
Give me another one.
Teachers.
I don't know.
Just business, I mean, just jobs that you come into contact with so many.
Even a waiter.
Our job, we come in contact with the same people every day, pretty much.
I don't think this counts. I'm talking about jobs where you...
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. You come across a wide variety of people every day.
Yeah, emergency room doctor. Wow, they see some stuff. Cops. Like I said, the other one, realtors. Because a realtor... And I told you my great realtor story. Realtors are going in other people's houses, and I'm going to tell you, they got some stories, either about things they found in the house or surprise encounters when they thought the house was empty. You want to hear you remember my realtor story?
Yes.
Do you remember it?
Yes.
Well, maybe somebody didn't hear it. I'll tell it again. And then I'll give you my story from where I just came from the doctor's office. A friend of ours is a realtor out of state. And I just asked him one time, I said, you know, because he had years previous had shown us a couple of houses when he lived around us. And I when we went to look at them, I realized this guy has access. He has the code on the lockbox and full run of the place, and usually nobody's there. And I thought, you know, now I do know, this is a true story, of a female realtor who thought the owners of the house were out of state, because normally they were. And if they were coming in, they would tell her, hey, we're going to be coming into town, so we don't want to show the house for this week. They made a surprise visit, and this is a true story, to their home, walked in, walked through the kitchen, opened the back patio doors, and in their pool was their female realtor giving a Monica to a guy in the pool.
Yeah!
Didn't you tell her?
She looks up.
Wasn't there a kid there, too?
No, no, this is my other story. Oh, this is my other story. This is the guy.
They must have knew something.
Must have known.
Must have known something was going on with her. And they must have had some inkling of...
No,
Well, what'd they do the surprise thing for? You don't think they knew that maybe something was up with her?
I think they just came in and didn't... They just didn't tell. They forgot. Oh, we forgot to call so-and-so. When we get there, we'll let her know we're there. And maybe not bring anybody by for the next few days. No, no, no. There's no way you could suspect. I think it was just bad timing on her part. They came, and it was a period of time where normally they're never there, like an off season where they're always somewhere for the winter or something.
Hey, we can let her know. Look, she's in the pool
now.
Yeah.
The other great, and here's what this will lead to. If you're listening and you have a job, and we've talked about guys who do service work. You know, the fantasy of you're going to the house to fix the plumbing or the leak, and the woman of the house meets you at the door in a house coat, and it's half open. You know, those fantasies.
Right.
So those guys, service people, they have to have some stories. So where this will lead is if you have a job and you got stories that nobody can match, we want to hear some of your stories. Now, my other realtor story, the guy, he's about 50. The time this happened, he was about 40. He had a family. It was mom, dad, and he said there were two kids. And the kids were 8, 10. They were young kids, boy and a girl. They're going to look at the house. He does the usual routine. He goes to the lockbox, gets the key, opens the door. And when he opens the front door, he yells, "Hello? Hello? Anybody home?" Now, nobody answers because he had been under the impression they wouldn't be home when he showed the house. Now, they walk through the living room. You know, you kind of take it in as you go through the house. You make one slow sweep through every room, and then you go back and revisit the rooms. You go, "Oh, look at that bathroom again." They get to the kitchen, and there are vertical blinds that you open to go out the patio to the pool. Had a pool. And he said he... a spectacular view and a spectacular pool. So it was kind of like the grand presentation. He had the family standing there, and it's like opening the curtains to the show. He opens them. Yeah. And right there, I mean 2 feet in front of them, right across the glass, are two guys in their 60s, 69. Two gay guys... end to end on a like a chase lounge kind of a, and they're going after it, and one of the guys looks up and sees this family just jaws dropped, and he puts his head down and goes right back to what he was doing. They didn't even let him, you know, interrupt the
well.
And my friend says he almost ripped the cord trying to close the blinds. And he said before he could even say anything, the dad says, "We don't want this house. Let's go, let's go, let's go." And he got the kids. And he said one of the kids was starting to go, "Daddy." He goes, "No, let's go." No. He didn't even want to know the question. Because these kids have seen something
that they shouldn't have
seen.
They
will not be able to get out of their heads for the rest of their life. Two old codgers.
Nobody should really. I mean,
Monica Lewinsky and each other.
You know, there's nothing illegal about what they were doing, but not too many people should see that.
When you say... not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm sorry. The visual of two old guys.
I know, but to them, end to end, they have no qualms about it. They're happy with each other's bodies. I don't believe there's anything wrong with that, but I just don't believe anybody else should be looking at it.
Does this come with the house?
All right, another example. A friend of ours who for many years was an emergency room doctor. I don't know how the doctor thing works. You go to school... and I think there's an internship, and it's like everybody I've ever known, you sort of have to do a stint as an emergency room doctor. You inevitably, I think, kind of get saddled with, you're working the emergency room. It's part of what you have to do, I think, because I think every doctor that I, at least it seems like every doctor I ever talked to at any length, mentions their time in the emergency room. So this guy was working the emergency room. And he had a guy come in with a really bad abdominal pain and rectal pain.
Oh.
And he wouldn't tell them what it was. And this doctor told us, he said, so we took him in the examining room, and we put him on the examining table, turned him over on his side, had him raise one leg, and they literally, with a, I guess, a glove, they probe up your rectum. And he said when they pushed in there, they hit...
Oh, man.
Just solid, like a wall. They get a scope or something, and it can't get in. It hits the same solid wall. The end of the story is they had to cut the guy open to get out one of those plastic pool floats that's on the rope, those blue and white.
Oh, my.
They make a big one, and they make a small. The small one is like those small footballs.
That divide the shallow end and the deep.
Exactly. It's the floats along the rope. Man. He said, now, it wasn't the really big one, but it's still the size of a grapefruit.
Pretty substantial.
And that's a heck of a cannonball.
He said, we could not figure out how this guy shoved this thing, how he got it in, because there's no getting it out except operating.
Well, I don't want to get graphic, but you could just sit on it. Couldn't you?
What do you mean?
Well,
sit on it. Well, you set it up in there?
You set it on the ground and you just kind of...
just sit down on it. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know how else you'd do it. Maybe that's how you have to do it.
It seems like you could get a hook up in there and...
It was pretty taut.
No.
A hook?
There wasn't a lot of room left.
Like a molly bolt or something. Drill it, and then it opens up once it goes through the hole, and then you pull.
I'm sure the doctors pretty much weighed every option.
I think they, when we lived, and he may be listening because he's still a practicing surgeon in this town. When I lived at Pheasant Run Apartments, and by the way, when I lived at Pheasant Run, as far as I was concerned, I'd made it. That was sort of the ultimate.
Me too.
Where do you live? Pheasant Run. Mm. Ooh.
They were nice.
Were you at Pheasant Run?
Yes, I was.
No kidding.
Yeah, we remember on Running Ridge
Road. Remember the lake?
Road.
They had a lake?
Yes.
When our rent was $240 a month. I remember that. And I just thought, well, what could be better than this? Two bedroom.
A fireplace. Ooh. I had never had a fireplace.
We didn't have a fireplace. You had a townhouse or something.
No, I had an apartment, but it was on the upper level. I think those were the only ones with the
fireplaces. Ooh, upper level. We were on the ground level. And across from me, in one of those upper level, fancier places, was a doctor. And he was a young doctor, obviously, because he's living where I live, so he hasn't made a lot of money yet. And he would come home from work, and you know how at apartments you kind of sit out on your little patio, and people they get to know each other at apartment complexes. And one day after work, he still had his scrubs on. He says, hey, you want a good story? He said, man, I had something happen to me today. It's unbelievable. I said, yeah. He said he was in the hospital, and another doctor came and got him and said, come in the OR. I want to show you something. He takes him in, and he looks in a scope down this guy's throat. The guy on a dare had swallowed an entire set of screwdrivers, all the Phillips, all the flatheads.
Oh,
he said
goodness.
You could see the handles. The whole set was in his stomach. He swallowed him, handle down, his throat like a sword swallower. Just dropped him down there. He said all of them were in his stomach. They had to cut him open and take him out. And I said, wouldn't the end of a screwdriver poke a hole in your stomach? And he said, no. He said, the stomach wall is so tough. He said, that's why when you have an ulcer and it burns a hole in your stomach, he said, that's how strong that acid is, because the stomach lining is really tough. He said, unless you... did something really weird and unusual and contortionist or something, you're not going to really punch a hole in your stomach, but you need to get those things out of there because you're not going to pass them either. So they had to go in and pull all the screwdrivers out.
Oh, man.
Well, who are those people that do stuff like that?
They didn't think it very very well through.
So today, here's my last story. This is fresh. Today, I actually had a doctor's appointment, and he's telling me that he had a woman who... is right-handed, and she was in an accident, and she lost all four of her left fingers down to the knuckle. So she had half fingers. Oh. She just had knuckle down. She had her thumb on her left hand. He said, because she was right-handed, she asked him, what are my options? And he said, well, to me, what I would do, he said, I would get a glove. They make a prosthetic glove. It's more cosmetic, but you slide it on, and from a distance or even in a group of people, you don't notice it's not your real hand. You're right-handed anyway. He said, so you sort of learn to make do. He said, but when you're in public, that's what I would do, because they can make some wonderful artificial glove cover.
Not functioning, but just,
cosmetic. It looked good. And they fit right over your four stub fingers, knuckles. and you've got the thumb, hey, that's what I'd do. She decides to take the advice of another doctor who said, I think we ought to cut two of your toes off and transplant, true story, two of your middle toes onto your hand, and you'll have two fingers and a thumb.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes that route. Now, here's what happens. Her hand rejected one of the toes, so it has to come right back off.
Can't go back on your foot. It's gone.
No, no. It's done. It's over. Too late. The other toe was okay. It wasn't rejected, but it was where her middle finger would be. So when she holds her hand up, she is perpetually giving everybody the finger. Because there's a toe, you're giving them the middle toe. So she's got a thumb, and this is what she ends up with, just this. So she comes into him, and she says, look at this. And she holds her hand up, and she's giving him the finger. She says, I can't live like this. I've got one toe coming out of my hand. She says, you were right. I need to get that glove. Cut my toe off my hand. So he does. He cuts. Now she's got two toes missing, and she's right back where she started.
Man.
I'm telling you. Doctors. Doctors and cops. They are the best. If you want to sit around and listen to stories, and again, flight attendants, realtors, so maybe there's some categories we haven't thought of. And I know that everybody that works everywhere says the same thing. Oh, this could be a reality show where I work. These knuckleheads that work with me. Nah, not the same. I'm not talking about you working with a, you know, an environment of kooky people. Everybody does that. I'm talking about what you encounter that's just strange and bizarre every day at work that regular jobs don't allow you to encounter. That's what we're talking about. We are going to take your calls. We're going to see if we have a Burke segment. We'll do all of that after I do a little bit of business. Let me give you the numbers, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. First Community Credit Union is a great place to bank. Then why isn't it called a bank? Why isn't it called First Community Bank? Because it's not technically a bank. A bank has an owner or has several owners. I'm not kidding. If you go to blank blank bank, I promise you there are people that own that bank. And then at the end of the year they have profits and they share the profits. Certainly they leave money in the bank. You have to have assets in the bank. But guess where there's always plenty of money? First Community Credit Union, because the owners are the customers. We all as customers, members, share in ownership. So there's plenty of revenue. Assets are great, and business is booming because people in this economy want safety and security, and they want a feeling that they're doing their banking in a place that one is solid and two has great customer service. Because like anything else, the only thing you have to differentiate yourself from another place to bank is the people that work there and the service you give. So they are the Johnny Londoff of the banking business. That's the best way I know how to put it. First Community Credit Union, also exclusive sponsors of the yard sale every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. If you've never caught that, it's a treat. It's fun. Whether you're buying or selling or not, it's just a hoot to listen to. 7 to 9 every Saturday morning. First Community Credit Union. Find out more at their website, firstcommunity.com.
Traffic is sponsored by FM Roofing and Exteriors. And here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Hi, Tina. Well, we only have one incident going on at this time, and that's an accident on Highway 67 at Highway Double J. Other than that, we have light volume that's coming in onto the Poplar Street Bridge, eastbound 40 and northbound 55. Southbound 270 getting heavy now from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. And just the usual on westbound 70, you're looking good. So you get out about Mid-River Small Drive, and then it's starting to get a little bit of a slowdown. This traffic report is brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. You probably have a Sirius smartphone. Why not use it to call Safe Auto for immediate state minimum coverage? You can pay with a credit card. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. State minimum coverage, maximum savings. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, gang. JC here. Trish and I are taking the show gram to the grand opening of the all-new Lester's in the Central West End this Friday.
This new location features all that Lester's is famous for.
Their food, generous portions made from scratch.
Their flat-screen TVs are everywhere, including on their spectacular garden patio.
And while Trish and I are there from noon to deal. Three Lester's will have $5 pounds of wings at all three locations.
But be sure to join us live from noon till 3.
At the all-new Lester's, 4651 Maryland in the Central West End this Friday.
On KTRS.
Mortgage rates have plummeted to an all-time history-making low. And Golden Oak announces a lower fixed mortgage of 3.25%. 3.25% fixed!
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Folks, we have never, ever seen mortgage rates this low. This is lower than the 1950s. Take advantage now. If you're still paying in the fives or sixes, you need to refinance immediately and lower your monthly payment.
Call Golden Oak today and claim your 3.25%. Beat the rush. Millions of dollars will be refinanced by Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
I urge you to seize this opportunity.
Get a 3.25 fixed mortgage today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.625 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Are you getting ready to redo your kitchen or your bath? Don't do anything till you check out the 2011 Callier & Thompson Kitchen and Bath Expo, presented in part by Cambria, family-owned and American-made Superior Stone Surfaces. It's going to be Friday, September 30th, October 1st, Saturday, and Sunday, October 2nd. Those 3 days, you're going to enjoy seminars, vendor promotions, and questions and answers with many of St. Louis's most experienced kitchen and bath experts. At Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths, they're going to host their annual expo. It's Kitchens and Baths. It happens once a year, and it brings factory experts to help you with your kitchen or your bath project. It is a must. They have design consultants right there as well. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. Find out more at the Callier & Thompson showroom right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester. It's Friday, September 30th through Sunday, October 2nd. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths Expo.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com, then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office.
Meet one of your local Geico agents.
Hi, everybody.
This local Geico office is so convenient.
Call or stop by anytime.
You can start saving money, 15% or more on your car insurance straight away.
15% or more.
Say, is that me on the poster right behind you?
Yeah, sure is.
Well, it's true what they say. Camera really does put on 10 ounces.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
To see how much you can save, contact your local Geico office in St. Louis or St. Charles.
Baseball. It's a summer tradition in St. Louis. An even better summer tradition is making Hooters your baseball headquarters. Before the game, during the game, or after the game, anytime. Head to any area Hooters location for great food, great fun, and all the action on high-def TVs. And, of course, ice-cold beer. Heading to the stadium? How's this for a tradition? Stop by Hooters Keener Plaza for food and drink specials before and after every home game. Hooters and baseball. What a tradition.
Are you ready for some football? Hooters style. Catch all the games from college to the pros at Hooters on their many, many high-def TVs. If your team is playing, Hooters has it on. And it's amazing what $2 can get you to drink at Hooters. Plus, they're famous for great food and everyday Bud family specials. Sure beats the heck out of sitting at home with nothing but a bag of chips. So make your plans to watch all the games the Hooters way. And even when there's no football on TV, the everyday great drink specials are always on at Hooters.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get 2 bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need neighbor. Another guy who's a heavy smoker and has made a lot of money with his voice. And there's the argument to be made that without smoking, a lot of these people would not have the voices they have. Sinatra, heavy smoker. Neil Diamond, heavy smoker. Michael Bublé, heavy smoker. And I bet they'd tell you, if they stopped smoking, they'd lose some of that character in their voices. Not condoning or, you know, encouraging smoking. We're off to the phones. If you want to jump in, here we go, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We start with Leroy. Hello, Leroy.
How you doing there, Frank? My wife and I are AM and PM. Well,
thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Frank, I'm just calling because this morning I was downtown, mm-hmm. St. Louis, and I took a look here at the latest edition of the Riverfront Times, September 29th.
That's good.
Congratulations,
reading.
Man. I see that you got best AM radio personality. My wife and I were shocked because we were thinking that type of publication, but the readers picked you out, and we had a smile on our face, and we just wanted to call and just tell you congratulations.
Leroy, first of all, that's the first I've heard of it. I didn't know that.
Yes, and September 29th, brand new edition, just hit the street.
Wow.
Best of, and they got you under the arts and entertainment section, and you are under reader's pick, best AM radio personality.
Well, I question that arts thing, that this is art.
Yeah.
Where was arts that day, man? And my wife and I were thinking, well, with that type of publication, wow, I'm pretty shocked.
I'm shocked.
Our readers were like, hey, Frank's the man.
I'm shocked,
we just wanted to call and tell you congratulations.
All right, Leroy, thank you.
I appreciate you.
Thank your wife, too. Okay. I'm shocked. I'm as shocked as he is. That's happened in that publication before, though.
Does that mean they offered you a whole bunch more money to stay here?
With the station?
Yeah.
No, the station doesn't pay me. The station never has paid me. They're not going to pay me. Hello, Tim. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? I listen every day on my way from Evansville to Vincennes.
We appreciate it.
AM into PM.
Thank you.
Hi, Tina.
Oh. Well, hi, Tim.
Oh.
Easy, Tim.
Stay
up. Hands on the wheel.
Evansville, Indiana.
Hands on the wheel, buddy.
Yeah, I just pulled over here.
Okay,
yeah,
good. What can we do for you?
Well, I got a story that's right up your alley. I'll keep it clean. About 20 years ago, I used to drive a tow truck.
Okay.
Those guys got lots of stories, too. One night, I went to tow a car. It had smashed into a parked car.
Smash had hit a parked car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I hit a parked car. Get him in
yeah,
my way.
Well, it was a lady, attractive lady, and she was obviously very drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So what the police did, they gave me the keys to the car. I hooked it up, and they said to go to this address and take this lady home. She'll pay you when she gets there.
Oh, okay. So wait, let me stop right here. She's drunk, she's very attractive, and you're going to take her home.
Wow. Way to go. Yeah. And the cops sitting right in her way.
Dream job.
Her home, huh?
Dream job. Hey, you got to do what the police tell you to do.
Yeah, well, this is before all the DWI stuff got real strict, you know, they did that kind of stuff, but so I'm driving down the road and this lady is falling asleep and she's sort of sliding on the seat. I'm bouncing down over the bumps and stuff, and she falls over into my lap.
Okay? Oh. Sure she did.
Yeah. And you held her down there?
No, actually, I was terrified.
Sure,
she wakes up, I'm going to lose my job.
Yeah,
get
sure
trouble.
You were.
Well, anyway,
yeah.
I'd sit. Oh, I didn't
even say that. Let me just say this. If I'm in a car and a drunk, really attractive woman's head falls in my lap, I don't think I'd use the word terrified.
No.
So go ahead.
At the red light, a car pulls up alongside of me, and it's two guys in their 20s, and they're honking their horn and waving.
Mm-hmm.
One guy says, "Where's the driver? Where's the driver?" "That's our mom." I was like, "Oh, my gosh."
And then here's your mom right here.
You got their mom's head in your lap.
Yeah, thinking quick, I said she was asleep against the passenger door.
Uh-huh.
Her head was
so
in my lap.
So follow us. Her house is a few blocks away. So I went there, and I, like I said, I was terrified. What do I do? I just was terrified. I'd pull up in front of the house, and they'd get out of their car, and then their mom would pop up. But anyway, as a true story.
Anyway.
I shouldn't have said it twice. Darn it.
Yeah, should have ripped her top off.
Yeah, it's amazing. In the accident, in the accident, both of her boobs popped out of her shirt.
That was weird.
Weird.
Don't listen to him, Tim.
Yeah. All right, Tim, I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Thank you. You know, I just thought of another category of people who'd have great stories. How could I have not said this? Limo drivers.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. You're picking up, and cab drivers.
Party bus.
You're
guys,
picking up.
Same deal.
Every kind of person, and there's a good chance they're drunk, out of control, or they're real overly happy because they're celebrating something. See, my dream job, I'm a limo company, and we only do bachelorette parties. Our limos aren't available for anything else. No corporate executives. Oh, how boring. Pick up Mr. Vanderhurst at the airport. No, no. It's bachelorette pickup only. I may still do that. Let's go to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Frank. Hi, gang.
Chris.
Hey, Chris.
I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
I do hardwood floors, and I'm out giving estimates all the time, and I was down at this lady's house giving an estimate they just bought. We're discussing what to do with the floor, what she's wanting with it, and she's got a 4 or 5 year old little boy there, and through the course of time, he starts saying, "Mommy, I'm hungry. Mommy, I'm hungry," and she goes, "Well, hold on.
I
don't
know where this is headed."
And so, so I'm sitting there and I'm, you know, trying to talk, and I tend to be a talker, and so I'm about 15 minutes into the estimate, and somebody else pulls up out there. She had scheduled 2 other people to come give estimates within 30 minutes of each other. So I'm trying to wrap it up, and he's still saying he's hungry, and I said, "Well, look, if you want to get him something, I'll get these final numbers and I'll give them to you." She said, "Okay." I turn around, and she's got the kid in his lap breastfeeding him. He's four or five years old.
Yeah.
Or he's a really big 2 year old. I don't know. But he could speak plain as day, and he was kept on telling her, "Mommy, I'm hungry." Mm. And when I turn around to give the estimate, I'm like,
"I'm hungry too.
Hey, I'm starving."
But one guy who come in third, he just comes in, drops his briefcase down, and starts measuring the floor around her while she's breastfeeding the kid.
So he didn't even look at her?
Well, he was just talking. He didn't say nothing to me.
He's
doing his job, and
yeah.
It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
That's how you test for homosexuality.
Right.
You go in, and if a woman is breastfeeding and the guy just goes on about his business, he's homosexual.
I need to have a lot of face-to-face time here.
You got a 4 or 5 year old, they're hogging up. You can't just exactly kick him off of there.
No, but you can enjoy
that's child abuse.
Enjoy the view.
You can enjoy everything around the kid's
head.
And
by the way, you know what this tells me about you, Chris? This tells me that you are a man who is in favor of healthy children in the United States of America.
Yeah.
Give a good, healthy meal. Hey, you didn't want to get in the way of that.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, before I go to college, can I? I'm hungry.
Pack me lunch.
Some of my buddies are hungry, too. Chris, thank you for the call.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Hey, Tina, what was that sound?
What
does that mean? Like, you think we're disgusting? Yeah.
This, of all things, finally makes you think we're disgusting?
What took you? Brother. Let's go to John. Hello, John.
Frank, gang, how are you all doing today?
We're doing great,
hey,
John.
Excellent. Glad to be on the best program on the radio.
We're glad to have you here.
AM and the PM, of course.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I used to work with a guy who used to have a business where he worked for funeral parlors at night, going to pick up deceased various hospitals.
Okay, before you say anything, let me add to my list funeral workers. That's a good one. Go ahead.
There we go. So he was telling me about this one story. It was down in the South City area, and a 2-family flat upstairs. And he went up. The fire department had already been there, declared the person to be deceased. And they said he died of a heart attack. Well, he noticed as the other gentleman had gone down to get the portable gurney, he was noticing the guy was bleeding on the head. So he's like, well, how are you bleeding on the head if he died of a heart attack? Well, all of a sudden, here comes a guy in from the living room. There was a group in the living room. They open up the refrigerator door. As they're opening, it hits him in the head. They reach in, grab a beer, close the door, hits him back in the head. And this happened on two or three occasions. And he's like, don't you people have the sense to at least move the poor guy?
They did that after he was dead?
After he was dead, yeah, he was laying there, but his head just happened to be in the way of the refrigerator door so they can get their beer.
You know that.
Oh my God!
I gotta tell you, that's when you're really into the party, when you don't let a dead guy stop the action.
Yeah,
we do the parties, right?
No kidding. All right, John.
Well, it's a pleasure, guys. You have fun, and I always do listen to you.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye now.
When my dad was in his late 20s, early 30s, his best friend, their family owned a funeral home in a little town in Tennessee. And so for my dad to visit him, a lot of times he would be working. His family, his parents would say, you know, he was the youngest, so they'd say, you know, you're working this weekend so we can take off. So my dad would go down and play dominoes. That was their big thing. They had a ping pong table in the funeral home and dominoes. My dad would go play. And so my dad used to say, I remember him coming back and saying, these funeral people are sick. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, they do sick things like... He said he'd been in there and had seen them. They would take a guy's lunch out of his lunchbox and put the sandwich under the dead person's arm, like in the armpit. And if you want your sandwich, you got to go pull the dead arm.
No thanks.
I'm not
That's
eating.
That's gone.
That.
Yeah.
No. And he said then they would put stuff other places. So if you look. I know the thought of that to a lot of you. Why that's blasphemous.
That's disrespect.
Get real. I got news for you. That stuff happens. If you'd have to do that to keep your sanity if you worked in a funeral home. And he said that they would. They fired a guy because somebody came in the back after they do the embalm and caught him dancing with a woman's corpse. He was holding her body up. He had the radio on, and he's like waltzing around with this dead woman. Oh, yeah, that's. That's a bit much, I think. Hello, Don. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Don. Hallelujah. What's up?
Frank, your friend Mike that comes on in the afternoon from California.
Well, he's not my friend. Mike Evans?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just a contributor, yeah.
Oh, contributor. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've heard him speak in the past about a friend he played golf with, Hal Needham.
Mm-hmm. He was a stunt driver.
Oh, I went to high school with him. I went to high school with Hal here in St. Louis. Okay. He went to Hadley Technical High School.
Okay, that's where Jerry Clinton went to school.
Right. Hadley and I got to know Hal. I used to visit with him. He lived in Wellston at the time with his mother and his sister.
Is he still alive?
Hal Needham?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why I was going to have you to ask. Because I've heard Mike mention that he's played golf with him.
All right, you know what? I'll tell you what. Mike comes on about 5:30. You guys
right,
help me
I listen.
Remember.
I'm here every day.
All right, you guys help me remember when Mike comes on. We'll ask him if Hal Needham's still alive.
Hal Needham. Yeah, he used to be a big smoker, and as far as Mike says, he still is a big smoker.
Yeah, didn't he do a lot of, like, smoking the bandit stuff and things like that?
Yeah, smoking the bandit, gun smoke, have gun, will travel.
Yeah, we'll find out. We'll ask him.
Right, and he got in a fight with his stepfather. His stepfather beat his mother, and Al beat him.
Okay.
Well, took all the money out of the cash register of the store and took off and wound up in Washington State. He was a tree trimmer. And the studio from Hollywood came out, and they was going to shoot something out there, and they needed somebody, the fastest guy, to climb the tree and come down the fastest. That's how Hal Needham got into the stunts. He was the fastest.
Okay.
That's how he got in Hollywood.
Well, we'll ask Mike about him, okay?
I appreciate it, Frank.
All right, Don.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One of those days where nice people are calling.
Yeah.
Everybody's nice. Let's keep it going. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good afternoon, Frank and the gang.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve.
How are you?
Hey, I'm in the PM.
Hallelujah.
Brought up the mortician stories.
Mm-hmm.
A very good friend of mine, when he was in mortician college, had a professor that used to collect tattoos off of the cadavers they'd bring in to study.
Carve them off?
We'd skin them?
He would skin them, and there's a powder, formaldehyde. It's used for when they find body parts because you can't embalm them. There's a powder you put on them. And he would skin the good tattoos off, and he had them hanging in his office.
Oh, you know what? Okay, this guy needs to go to jail. This guy is mentally ill.
This was quite a long time ago, but yeah, that was pretty. It was pretty gruesome.
That's beyond a prank. That guy's sick.
that's
saving
a different story I had to tell you.
Human skin tattoos. All right, thank you.
Steve, I don't think they're appropriate.
Steve, I hope you're rid of this guy. You don't still hang out with this guy, do you?
He wasn't the one doing it. The guy, he's pretty disturbed, too, but I wouldn't put him in that guy's class.
All right. Okay, Steve, thank you.
Thank you.
It's like the guy from Silence of the Lambs wanting to
wear
the skin.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, there have been sickos over the years who'd skin people and make lampshades out of their skin. Skinning tattoos off of people. And what do you do? Wouldn't the skin just dry up or something?
Well, he said he put that powder on it where it would keep it
preserving
embalming.
No, that guy needs to be put away somewhere. We have to do a little bit of business here. It's the business of Argosy Casino Alton. This is Wednesday, so I don't even have to finish the thought. You know what I'm going to say. Tomorrow, Thursday, of course, all-you-can-eat shrimp and crab legs. Biggest crab legs in town. About 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, I was somewhere and I had crab legs, and I hadn't had them for a while, and they were good. I don't know too many people who don't like. I think if you don't like crab legs, then you automatically don't like lobster, because aren't they kind
shrimp?
Of the same? Yeah, you pretty much have to write off everything. But if you do, tomorrow night is your night, Argosy Casino Alton, the Captain's Table Buffet, all you can eat shrimp and crab legs, and yes, the biggest crab legs in town. If you like really good entertainment, but you don't want to pay a fortune for it, stay away from Broadway in New York. That is outrageous. I have another idea. John Michael Montgomery, on stage at Argosy's Music Hall, November 11th and 12th. Tickets are on sale now. One of those names that when you start to hear him sing his hits, you sit there and you go, oh, he did that? He did that? That was his song? He's one of those guys. John Michael Montgomery, November 11th and 12th. And I don't think there's ever a time when there's not some big extravaganza going on. Right now, it goes till November 20th, and it's the celebration of 20 years. That's how long Argosy has been in town, 20 years this year. And they have over $85,000 in cash and prizes. If you'd like to get a shot at possibly your part of it, you better get an Argosy Preferred card, and they're free. You can do as little with it or as much as you want. I don't care if you go once a week or once a year. Get a card. Go to guest services. They're free. And then, of course, this phone number, 1-800-711-GAME. You got questions, you need tickets, that's the number. 1-800-711-GAME, Argosy Casino, Alton.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tina. Well, they've cleared that accident 67 at Double J. You're slow on southbound 270. Ladue now down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, starting to get the usual slowdown now. Approaching Hampton through McCausland. Heavy again 270 through Mason. On eastbound 270, getting a little hiccup right around Lindbergh through New Florissant. And then on westbound 70, you can find started slowing down right around 370 Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. And this traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Want to keep a steady flow of traffic walking through your small business door? Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media to give your organization the tools and coaching that you will need to succeed. Visit ConstantContact.com to get started today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tonight on Inside College Sports.
Boys and girls, John Hadley telling you you're not going to get more college football information anywhere in the world than you will listening to Mike Kelly and Vahe Gregorian break it down here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For the latest up-to-the-minute information on the teams, the coaches, the players, who's hot and who's not, it's Inside College Sports. Wednesday nights from 9 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS and on KTRS.com. We are Mizzou.
If you're looking to keep your house updated, you're supposed to reinvest in your house every 10 years. Is it time to reinvest for a new kitchen or a new bath? Make sure you call Callier and Thompson. Callier and Thompson has been synonymous with quality here in St. Louis since 1955. And you might have heard the name and you might think to yourself, whoa, they're a little bit too rich for my blood. Don't think that. At Callier and Thompson, yes, they do quality remodels, but they also stay within your budget. Whether it's high-end or middle-end, whatever it is, Callier and Thompson will stay within your budget. 55 years of experience bringing you the latest in terms of styles, in terms of features, in terms of new kitchens and new baths. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. Or check out their showroom. It's on Manchester, just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's. You want quality kitchen and bath remodeling? You want Callier & Thompson and CallierandThompson.com.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press... Other options, is that correct? Press 3. To go back... For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud...
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Some prefer cremation and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
At Brunswick Zone XL in St. Peter's, get a free $10 game card with meals in Striker's Bar and Grill, Sunday through Friday. More at BrunswickZone.com.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down where pretty girls are.
We have a dilemma. Kirk has a limo story, but Kirk, I don't want to... Why is it not flashing? Oh, here it is. Hey, Kirk, I don't want to cut the story short, and I got a minute and 15 seconds. You want to wait till after the news and give it to us?
Yeah, we can do that.
If it's a good one, I want to hear it all.
I've got a good one for you.
You want Dan to call you back?
I can hang on if you want me to, Frank.
It'll be a few minutes.
Okay, Dan, okay, call me back if you want.
All right, hang on, I'll put you on hold. He'll get your number and call you back.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Okay. Now I got to make sure. See, our numbers are worn, so I don't hit the wrong number. Dan, will you get his number?
Yes, sir.
A good limo story. You can't beat it. Hey, before we break for the news, I am thrilled to announce that Pistols Plus finally has a website.
Yeah!
This place in Osage Beach has done so well that they just went all this time saying, you know, we don't even need a website. We do really, really well without it. And I just kept saying, no, you have to have a website. So now they do. Here it is. PistolsPlusGuns.net. That's PistolsPlusGuns.net. If you can't remember it, go to FrankOpinion.com, click on sponsors, and the link is there. Congratulations. Finally. It's a really neat site, too. Pistols Plus has a website. All right, we're coming back. We're going to hear Kirk's limo story. Dr. Doug Pernikoff.